hearing Last Train to Clarksville just moved you to tears, that guitar, that it just took you back, didn't it?
Brings back memories.
What's that?
Brings back memories.
Yeah. Michael Nesmith, the former Monkey, is with us, and certainly, you know, you've done so many things. It was the album with Rio on around 76 when you that got you kind of into the video thing. Is that it?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks for Well, now tell me, you decided to somebody to make a video, and you what happened? You made a video.
Yeah,
hey, I like this. Huh?
It's sort of hard to go into without going into a long, involved process. But essentially, I had to make a promotional clip for my record. And at the time, a promotional clip was somebody sitting there with a guitar and singing. And you know, it was what the people in England were doing. You know, most of the rock and roll bands, the Stones, and those guys would sit there and they'd. Turn on a camera and play.
Yeah.
But I didn't know from that. What I did was make a video that was a lot like a Hollywood musical.
Right.
When I took it over there, I was very surprised to find that the reception was extraordinary. And people, you know, there was about 30 people assembled in a room when I gave them the clip. It was just basically a promotional clip, but they all stood up and cheered. Of course, in 76, nobody had seen anything like this. And that was when I sort of crossed a Rubicon from audio into video and began to really exploit the possibilities of video as an artist and explore the possibilities of video as an artist. And from there, it just began to pile up. I hooked up with a guy named Bill Deere, who was a director, and we did three or four more of these things, the songs that I'd written and played, and then ended up doing Elephant Parts,
right,
which was one of the first original...
On video disc, the laser disc.
You got it on laser
disc? Oh, yeah.
Oh,
sure.
Well, there you are. Mm-hmm. And it was one of the first laser discs. And then after that, I did a film, Time Rider, with Bill. Then I did another film with Alex Cox called Repo Man.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
You produced these films.
Yeah. Well, paid for them, basically. I mean, creatively, I had very little to do with Repo Man,
mm-hmm.
Except just to stand around and love it and cheer them on, you know.
Mm-hmm. But Pacific Arts was the company that you came on.
Yeah, right? Well, I started the company Pacific Arts to handle all this stuff.
Right.
And then everything just sort of started growing like Topsy. And the last film I've done is a film called Square Dance,
mm-hmm.
which is with Jane Alexander and Jason Robards and Rob Lowe and this girl we were talking about a minute ago, Winona Ryder.
Mm-hmm. Now, I see you present it.
Again, it's a financial and somewhat creative thing. I don't mean to say that there's not a heart space to it, you know, because uh-huh. I love the film and I love these folks and all,
but
I didn't creatively involve myself in it.
But you're responsible for it existing because...
That's right. Well, I guess you could say that, yeah.
NBC Productions involved with it also?
Yeah, Brandon and I co-finance this thing.
All right. Now, what's it about? What's
Well, it's the coming-of-age story of this young girl, Winona Ryder. She's 14, abandoned by her mom when she was a baby. She grew up with her grandfather, and her mom returns in her 14th year and drags her back to Fort Worth with her. And her mom is played by Jane Alexander, and Jason Robards plays the granddad. And when she's in Fort Worth, she meets and falls in love with Rob Lowe. Rob Lowe plays a 22-year-old mentally retarded guy. He's 22. He has a mind of about like a 12 or a 13-year-old guy in the movie. And it's that story and the story of this young girl learning what life and love and that is all about.
That's a very sensitive subject, isn't it, dealing with mentally retarded?
Yeah, it's very, very tough. As a matter of fact, you can imagine, you know, I think in Rob Lowe, here he is, he's very good-looking, leading man type.
And he's known also.
Very well known, and but he came, he wanted to audition for the show. He did the thing for just a 20th of his usual salary.
Mm. It's like Gene Hackman, who was just with us, saying that he does smaller films for small money because he wants to do it.
Well, that's the only way actors can a lot of times get parts that they really want. And this, Rob saw an opportunity to change his career around. We all had our own prejudices about him, you know, because you form these opinions and you think you're so hip, but you make mistakes. And in Rob's case, I had made a mistake. I had really just conceived of him as this leading man with playing romantic leads without much skill as an actor. In fact, he has consummate skills as an actor. He's a very bright guy. He went out and did some work on this part. And if you don't go see the movie for any other reason than to see Rob's work, it's world-class stuff. No. Then again, speaking of the cast and the work, you know, Winona's work in this movie is a debut of a megastar. This little girl, you've got to see, she's 15, you've just never seen anything like it. And Jane Alexander, of course, turns in one of her world-class performances. So it was all this kind of mutual support system, and Rob was right there. He was playing with the heavyweights, and boy, he did a great job. I kept calling him up on the set saying, Rob, it's terrific, it's terrific, because I guess I was surprised as much as anything else.
Mm.
But he was... What a good player. Turned in a first-rate performance.
Film is Square Dance. In fact, I have the opening date. It's going to be in Philadelphia, opening on March 13th.
Oh, yes. Please go see it.
Right. You'll be at the theater supervising the ticket sales.
I'll be selling popcorn. Uh-huh. I'll be supervising ticket sales. I'll run the projection equipment, and I'll clean up afterwards. I'll clean up the popcorn, and I'll clean up the Hershey bars that stick to the floor.
Okay. Michael Nesmith, we do appreciate your indulging us with the monkeys, and good luck with those. You don't need it. You got a lot of good things going. But we're going to...